Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Live from the Stands, a different type of sports podcast. I am your host, Lyle Anthony Golding, and ladies and gentlemen, it is well and truly track and field season here at Stadium 876. We have the World Athletics Championships coming up just about a week's time as we're recording this. And as such, we have some special guests that we had to pull in for this week's episode, which is going to be our World Championships preview. So, as I said, two special guests. Two men that are very, very prominent in the Twitter space in terms of the track and field locally, providing updates, providing opinions. And these two men are, firstly, Mr. Kemal Ford. Kemal, say what's up to the people.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Yeah, man. And then we have also Swift Dan. Swift, talk to them.
Yeah, bless up, guys. Bless up.
All right. So, we're going to go straight into what we have for you guys today. So, we're going to obviously touch on Team Jamaica first. Talk about some Jamaican athletes you can look out for. Then we're going to take it to the world stage, talk about any up-and-comers that you might see, as well as some big names that you're seeing that are going to miss out on the World Championships. But as we said to start, it's going to be Team Jamaica review. So I think it was in the past couple of weeks, it's come out who is going to be included on the team to go to Budapest. So Kemal, I'm going to start with you. Russ, run me through your first reactions and were there any notable inclusions or omissions from Team Jamaica in your opinion?
So let me say, Team Jamaica is sending over 60 athletes to this year's edition of the World Athletics Championships. World Athletics themselves is celebrating their 40th anniversary since their first World Championships in 1983. Team Jamaica has a mixture of youngsters and veterans and likes of we have the veterans such as Shelley and Fraser Price, who has been there, done at Hansa Parchment, you know, Sherika Jackson, the youngsters and the likes of Jaden Hibbert, Akira Nugent, Nikisha Price, etc. I think one notable athlete on that team that many persons were expecting to be get an individual spot based on how he performed after the national championships was that of Rasheem McDonald. He's the fastest Jamaican man this season, the 40 meters, ranked number 3 in the world actually, with 44.03. Unfortunately, he will not be in the individual team, but he is scheduled to be a part of the mixed relay pool. He was an athlete who did not run all 400 of the 400 meters at the national championship, but he has a spot on that team as well. I think he was the only person that was really not originally on the team, making the team by right, that really shocked me for him being there, even though a lot of persons were saying that he should even get an individual team because he's the fastest Jamaican man this season.
Of course. And we know how big of a miss Rashid is going to be in terms of the individual 400. As you said, he's the third fastest man in the world this year at the distance at 44.03. And Swift, I'm just going to come to you. It's a team that has a lot of familiar faces, as Kemal said. In terms of Team Jamaica, how are you most excited about watching going into the champs from our team?
All right, for me personally, you know, I'm one who believes in youngsters, so I am really looking forward to the likes of Jaden Hibbert, you know, the likes of Joan Reed, the likes of Nikisha Price, who I feel has a lot to prove. You know, many of us know her story. You know, just 2 seasons ago, her personal best was in the 54s, and you know, to bring it to a 50 point, you know, it's really something big. So I'm looking forward to the youngsters like a Price, as I said, you know, a Jaden Hibbert. I'm looking forward to seeing a Kerry McLeod. You know, the drum squad, Wayne Pinnock as well. Roshan Clark, you know, making his first senior championship. So I'm extremely excited. I'm just one for the youngsters, really and truly. So those are just a few names I'm really excited to see, as well as an Akira Nugent.
And I mean, I could not agree more. And like you said, the jump squad this year that Jamaica is putting out is truly, truly sensational with the youngsters. And I'm going to stay with you on this one, Swift. We're going to move into which Jamaicans are we betting on to medal. So if you had to put your money, you have to put your horse on it. You have to pick one male and one female that is going to medal. And I'm going to say it from now. You can't pick Sherika. You can't pick Shelley. Sorry, we have to make it at least a little bit odd. So I go put it on the spot. Give us one Jamaican male and one Jamaican female.
I mean, I'm definitely betting on, even though he's young, based on what he is proving to be right now, Mr. Hibbert, one Hibby. I'm definitely looking forward to him. I watched him in the Diamond League, you know, and the final jump, that was when he lost out on winning that, you know, at the Diamond League. So I'm definitely looking forward to Mr. Jaden Hibbert possibly giving us a medal. And in regards to female, you say we definitely can't
Can't
choose
picture
a
it, I
Shelly.
can't picture it.
Can't pick
Yeah.
Shelly. All right, so my next bet for me, I'm actually going hurdles. I'm actually going hurdles. I'm actually going 100 meter hurdles. I definitely believe that we'll get possibly if not one, maybe two. But I'm betting on a Kira Nugent, you know, to get a medal in that 100 meter hurdles.
All right, so Swift says it's Akira Nugent and Jaden Hibbert. Kemal, you can't pick Sherika, you can't pick Shelly, and you can also cannot pick the two that Swift just picked. So you give me your two that you're booking to get a medal.
You just had to go ahead and pick a Kira Nugent. What you move? One male and one female. If I should bet, I would actually put my bet as a male for Reginja Campbell in the men's shot put. He recently broke Odine Richards' national record on the 22nd of July, which is 22.22 meters. No, and I believe that once he gets in the right competition, the likes of the Joe Kovacs and world record holder Ryan Crouser, he may have to throw something like 22.4 there, but I do believe that he can be amongst the medalists and possibly spoil that American potential clean sweep in the event. I'm going to the hurdles this time, but over the 400 hurdles with the women, I am one going to bet on Anjanette Knight. Again, Anjanette Knight, great athlete at Virginia Tech, did well in NCAA system, and last year, unfortunately, did make the team, falling in the final coming off a curve. And this year, she really had a tough race coming down with she the likes of herself, Rachel Clayton and Genevieve Russell, and she plays second. Again, she has run a couple of times on the international circuit and do believe that she can possibly put it together. And it may take 52 there, but I do believe she can possibly put 52, run 52.9 and get a medal and be on the podium.
All right, you heard it here first. On Kemal's side, it is Rajindra Campbell and Adrianette Knight. So, we're going to take a move from Jamaica to internationally, hopping over the pond, and we're going to say it's a world roundup. Outside of Jamaica, which athletes do we feel are shoo-ins for big performances at this World Athletics Championships? And I'm just going to take my namesake off the board, Noah Lyles. He's been in the headlines very recently, talking very big game, as we know he normally does, and he guaranteed a 19.10 over the 200 meters and a 9.65 over the 100 meters. Now, I'm always very, very, very cautious when it comes to talking 200 meters and talking that world record, because that's a record that I personally feel is one that could just stand the test of time. But if there's anyone in the current landscape that you can say maybe they'll come close, it's Mr. Nolans. His top end speed, his curve running, everything about his game, he's in tip top form right now. So obviously it's the easy pick I'm copping out, but if I had to pick one who's going to have a shoo-in for a big performance, I think he's as close to a guarantee as you can get for a gold medal at these World Athletics Championships. For me, it's no one else. Kemal, who is it going to be for you?
All right, honestly, for a male, I do believe that Mondo Duplantis in the pole vault has something in store. Again, his last meet before the World Championship didn't go as well as it would have. Again, Mondo is known to be winning. Mondo hardly loses, and I do believe that once he gets himself together, he can possibly break the world record and again win his third consecutive major championship gold medal in the pole vault.
All right, and Swift, we're going to kick it to you on the male side. Who is your shoo-in for a big performance?
I mean, before I give you my male athlete, I just wanted to piggyback off you on that Noah Lyles time. I mean, for me personally, I think any record in terms of the one or two, I would actually think it's a 200 that is most likely to go. Remember, a Noah Lyles time, you know, that 19.3, He is the third fastest man over that 200 meters behind a Usain Bolt and a Johan Blake. You know, so I would think that that's the record that I would believe that would go. In regards to the 100 meters, you know, nobody has come close enough to that record. You know, the closest time otherwise from a Usain Bolt would have been a 9.69 by a Johan Blake and a Tyson Day, who, you know, is not running again. So for me, that 19.3 is definitely something to look out for. I'm not one to really go off like records and say, oh, people should post about records or anything. But one thing I can say is this man is a competitor. And I really love, you know, his gimmicks. You know, whenever he is competing, he has some gimmicks to it. And I think the sport lacks personality. Mm-hmm. So I really love to see Noah while he's competing. But for me, male athlete, definitely I'm going for the British athlete, you know, Mr. Mm-hmm. Zarnell Hughes. He looks superb. He really and truly looks superb this season. So I definitely, I'm looking for a major, 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 you know, performance from him. You know, he looks like somebody who's here to, you know, stay for a while. So I'm definitely looking forward for a Zarnell Hughes. In regards to the female, I'm one that loves mm-hmm. Gabby Thomas. You know, I feel like Gabby is her cousin. You know, cousin from a different country. So I definitely believe that over that 200 meters, I'm looking for a decent performance from a Gabby Thomas.
All right. I mean, in terms of females, for me, I've been a huge, huge fan of Julian Alfred for so long. Her NCAA exploits this year have been mind-blowing over both the 100 and the 200. So I think she's going to have a very, very good performance at this World Championships. In terms of medals, I'm not too sure because we know how stacked the women's sprints are. I think 200, she has a better chance of medaling than 100, actually. But I just back Julian Alfred to have a really, really strong showing. And Kemal, we're going to close out the females with you. Who is your pick?
All right, so I'm going to go over into the multi-events, an event that doesn't really get enough recognition because, again, the women's heptathlon with the likes of Anna Hall, I'm really looking forward to see what Anna Hall does in the heptathlon. She has been having a good season. Was looking forward to see what she would have done with Nafi TM. However, Nafi TM is out due to injury, but want to see if Katrina Johnson-Thompson of Great Britain will be there as well. Again, it's a very multi-events are really technical and hoping that Anna Hall can possibly deliver, and who to tell, maybe based on what she even did in the 400 meters, she could possibly be on that American team in a mixed 4x4 and earn 2 medals, leave Budapest. That would probably double gold. It would be amazing for her. So she's the main non-Jamaican that I'm looking forward to do great things here.
For sure, for sure. And I mean, I'm going to stick with you, Kemal, as we transition into some people that we know might miss out. Well, someone that we know is going to miss out, and then someone else that we think might miss out. First of all, Miss Sydney McLaughlin Laverne, who unfortunately had a slight knee injury that's going to keep her out of the World Championships. How big of a miss do you think that's going to be, Kemal?
It's going to be a very big miss because, again, this 400 meters was shaping up to be like probably the most anticipated event in the World Championship for the women, even though the women's 100 meters had so much depth. Like, we haven't had this at such a competitive women's 400 meters in years. Like, again, you had the 400 meter hurdle to World Cup holder. Depending into the four, you had 400 meter hurdlers like a Britton Wilson, who is expected to be there as well, Marley DePaulina, and so many women who have run sub 50 this season. It would have, and I believe it still will take 50 seconds to sub 50 to make that final. However, Sydney McCracken Leveroni not being there, it's really and truly, it kind of wouldn't, the event is not watered down because, again, you will have a lot of women running sub 50 and not earning a medal. That's what I see happening. However, with her being out, I'm really and truly wish she was there, but I mean, just have to focus on next year. Knowing that one day we possibly want to see her do the 400 meters in a major championship, at a world championship, to see how she would do against the likes of a Paulino and a Nasa during a championship setting.
I mean, before you go ahead, Lyle. I mean, for me personally, it's a big miss. However, I'm just looking on, you know, the possibility of Jamaicans, you know, possibly medaling, because you know we have an Andronette Knight who this year, you know, this season, she has a third fastest time, right, with a 53.2, right, with no an omission, you know, of a Sydney McLaughlin and Britton Wilson. I'm not seeing her in the four hurdles. Then, you know, I believe that our likelihood of catching a medal is really good. So, you know, when persons are out, you know, you still have athletes that will come up and can grab, you know, this moment. And who knows, we might possibly have a Jamaican medal in this event that many people are not seeing.
True, true. And I mean, the other big, big name that we're not too sure if she's going to compete is, of course, the world record holder over the 100 meters hurdles, Toby Amerson, who is just going through a bit of issues with some AIU sanctions and some clearances, and we're not too sure on the full situation at the moment. There was a press release saying she'd be there, then they were saying that she's not, so we're just waiting on full confirmation. But I mean, this is one of the most stacked events in the world at the moment, the women's sprint hurdles. Nia Ali, Kenny Harrison, Jasmine Camacho Quinn, Masaya Russell, as we said, Akira Nugent, Megan Tapper, of course. So this was really shaping up to be, well, it still is shaping up to be an incredible race. And I mean, Toby Amerson would be such a huge miss. So for us here, we're hoping that she's going to be there. Toby's such a fantastic runner, as we said, world record holder. So for the sake of competition, for the sake of, you know, that full lineup that we want to see, I feel like I can speak for all of us when we say we're hoping that it's all cleared up and, you know, Toby can be there and she can really step up and do her thing. But going to move from who might miss out to some events. I spoke about the 100 meters hurdles, how stacked it is. So I'm going to put it to Swift first. If you had to pick one event that you're looking forward to most, we could say you can only watch one event at this championship. You can't watch anything else. You can only pick one. Which event would you pick to watch?
I mean, for me personally, as I said, guys, I love youngsters. Like, whenever I see, you know, youngsters doing well, then that is really something that gets me going. You know, so for me personally, who I'm actually looking forward to seeing the most and which event is actually the men's triple jump. We have the world leader in a Jaden Hibbert. I don't think people understand. You know, we have a world leader in a Jaden Hibbert. You know, he's still a teenager. The youngster is still a teenager. You know, he's just 18 years of age, right? And he's doing wonderful things, right? So I'm definitely looking forward to that event. That event otherwise from, you know, the likes of the 100, the 200. I'm really excited to watch the triple jump.
And Kemal, we're going to throw it straight to you, bro. If you had to pick one event to watch, you can't watch anything else, which event would you be picking at this World Championships?
I think my event would be the men's 400 meters hurdles, because again, this is an event that features athletes who are slowly becoming veterans in the likes of a world record holder Carson Warholm. We have Ray Benjamin who's experienced. We have Alison Dos Santos, who is coming off injury. We have CJ Allen, who has been having a pretty good season. And then Jahil Haider, and we have the second fastest man and the joint world under 20 record world record holder, Sean Clark. So honestly, that 400 meters hurdles, it may, based on the form that I've been seeing Warham in this season, it may possibly take the world record to win. And again, who to tell, it's hurdles. Maybe a situation can happen where Jamaica just magically have an athlete on the podium. Who to tell? Again, hurdles are something that I do not like predicting, but I mean, Carson Warham goes in there as an overwhelming favorite and should be able to possibly run the world record once he gets the competition on the likes of Ray Benjamin and Alison Dos Santos as well.
For me, I'll keep it in that same vein, a similar vein. In the hurdles, I think, honestly, this year, in terms of both 400 and over 100 and 110, it's some of the deepest fields of hurdlers that we've ever had in the sport. And if I had to pick just one event to watch, I'm going to pick the men's 110 meter hurdles, because one of my favorite athletes right now, Rashid Broadbell, the fastest man in the world this year, is headlining that event alongside, obviously, Cordell Titch and Grant Holloway of the United States. We're also going to have, of course, Hanzo Parchment, who is the big man, the veteran in the scene. But I think Rashid Broadbell, the charisma, the swagger, the strength, the racing quality, he's one of my favorite athletes. So if I had to pick one, I'd pick the race that he's running. And if I had to bet on the race, you best believe I'm better than Rashid Broadbell. Big race, Rashid. And those are our three events that we are surely going to be locked into at this World Athletics Championships. And just to close it out, any final statements from you guys in terms of anything you want to shout out that you're doing, any specific thing that you're looking over from the championships, your platform before we sign out? Kemal, you first. Platform is yours. Shout out anything you want to shout out.
All right. So again, this year's World Athletics Championship celebrating its 40th anniversary. Jamaica's known for bringing home a lot of medals on the whole land. I'm hoping to see Jamaica earn there are five relays, hoping to see Jamaica earn at least four medals out of those five when the time comes around. And just try, as fans, persons who are listening, tune in to the World Championship, you know, on Twitter. Follow persons like myself at Kemal_E_Ford on Twitter. And really and truly, just continue to support our athletes. You know, do not only support them, do it while they're just competing at Worlds again after World Championships. The season continues until September. The Diamond League is finals between the 15th and the 16th of September. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
For sure. And Swift, talk to the people.
Yeah, people, just be sure to just tune in to Budapest. You know, promises to be a good one, especially for Team Jamaica. A lot of youngsters. The amount of time I talk about youngsters is really crazy, you know. So just look out for Team Jamaica. Look out for all the updates. Go ahead, you can follow me at Swiftly Pre on Twitter, and on Instagram is _Swifton. So just look out for all the updates. Support your athletes, guys. A lot of athletes, if you're friends with athletes, reach out to them, talk to them. You know, the athletes use social media as well, so they see when we're posting or talking about them. Just support your athletes, you know. Looking forward for a great, great result in Budapest. So just stay tuned, guys.
That's it. Stay tuned and support the athletes. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on. And listeners, thank you for joining us once again for another episode of Live from the Stands. That's going to be it from us this week. Remember, tune in to the World Athletics Championships. Keep it locked. Stadium 876 for all your updates. And I'll see you next time, guys.